at first, makes the catch for the out. One out for Lake Henry. And Jason Campson to the plate. Jason, our POG player of the game earlier. Had a good game against New London Spicer today. Jordan Welly's breaking ball bounces up to the plate and not able to find it right away is Welly, the catcher, and the runner is going to move up to second and third.
Big bobble by the catcher there, Alex Welly. So you think Alex and Jordan are related?
You know, that's a good question. I'm pretty sure Alex and Anthony are brothers. Jason Campson, count 1-0, drives it to center field. This should be deep enough to get one run in. Camping out there under the ball is Anthony Welly. He makes the catch. Shane Campson will come in to score. A sacrifice fly, and the Lakers take a 1-0 lead here in the inning. That last pitch by Anthony Welly that was in the dirt will be ruled a wild pitch.
Okay.
So no air on the play.
Aaron with a little bit of a tough game. The first game was 0-6 with a K, so he's going to try to redeem himself here at the plate.
Two outs. Welly's pitch, and Fidelco swings over the top of Jordan Welly's pitch, and strike one. One run in. The base runner, Matt Quaid, out at second. And Sabalco drives this one to right field. Colton Meyer shades a bit to right center field to make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the first. They come up with one run and no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We played an inning. Lake Henry won. Meyer drove nothing. Region 15 C baseball action. Back in a minute on KASN.
If you find yourself cruising the streets of St. Martin, why not take a break and stop for a cold one at Ducci's Bad Company Bar, right on the main drag in downtown St. Martin. Ducci's has $1.50 happy hour every Friday night from 5 till 7. And while enjoying that beverage, top it off with a Harry's or Giovanni's pizza. Every day is a good day at Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin.
For the best eating in New Munich, it's Shady's Bar and Grill. Stop in this weekend and check out their new updated menu with lots of new selections to choose from. Mark your calendars for the pork chop and sweet corn dinner served with baked potatoes, coleslaw, and dinner rolls Wednesday, August 16th, serving from 5 till 8. Wishing all the teams the best from Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Thank you for joining us tonight here on AM 1150. You can also catch us on 107.7 FM on 105.5 HD2 on our stream at mychasm.com and pull us up on TuneIn Radio. If you're listening to us tonight from close or far, we will take your text messages at 320-248-1602, 320-248-1602. Tell me where you're listening to us from tonight. We have had people all over the country texting us today. Hawaii. Stacey Lee's texted us today from Hawaii. You bet. We at the LAX airport today texting us. Lee Schlafer was over there. Yeah, we had Alaska's listening again. Jim Spohn up in Alaska listening to us, and he loves the polka music, Jim says. At the plate, the catcher, Alex Welly, takes a strike, and now a ball from Aaron Sabalco in the count 1-1. It'll be Alex Welly, Jaron Klopach, and Anthony Welly. There's a pitch a little bit high to Alex, and the count at 2-1.
1-for-4 today with a base on balls. It's Richmond.
Welly, one off shot past the diving Huffer over at short, and he leads it off with a single here in the second inning. Lake Henry leading 1-0. On a sacrifice fly by Jason Campson. LeBron is still listening over in Lake Henry. Hasn't got up from a rocker yet. LeBron, it's healthy to just get up and walk around. Circle the rocker. Circle the rocker, LeBron, and you'll be okay. I thought she'd maybe get up and hoot and holler for her Lakers when they got a run, but all right. Thank you, Mary Heinen. Here's a drive to right field. Nice little decoy by Jason Campson, and a single for Jaron Klopach over Jason Campson's head into right field.
Well, he gets his first hit of the day, Jaron Klopach. He was 0 for 5 in that game against Richmond.
So back-to-back singles by this Meyer Grove team, who put quite a few hits on the board today.
Absolutely.
Against Richmond. And now they have an opportunity here for Anthony Welly, maybe a sacrifice situation. The corners, at least Wirtz in at first, expecting a possible bunt. Anthony Welly puts a bunt down, drags it back to Sabalco on the mound. He'll throw to first. Jason Campson able to reach out and touch first base with that foot.
That was quick. I think Jason wasn't expecting it quite that quick over there.
How fast Anthony Welly is. I saw that earlier.
Yeah,
he is just a speed demon. So nice sacrifice bunt. It's kind of a flat bunt, actually.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was more of a drag bunt than it was a sacrifice bunt.
1-3 on the putout. Alex Welly goes to third. Jaron Klopach to second. One out. And here's the designated hitter, Kurt Marthaler. Kurt will take a ball outside. 1-0. He is the DH and the number 9 hitter.
Yep.
Fans continue to roll in here in Farming tonight.
1-for-2 sack bunt hit by pitch today so far.
Falco's pitch, and Marthaler swings over the top of it. Strike one. 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. Falco ready again. Here comes the squeeze, and that's a foul tip at the plate by Marthaler. And the count, 1-2. I could see Welly taking off from third right away as Aaron Sabalco was just going into his windup. And now Marthaler looking down to his coach, Kurt Meyer. The Grovers were trying to get that run back. They gave up in the bottom of the first. Pitch to Marthaler, missing outside and high in the count, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Falco works from the windup with those runners at second and third. And the pitch, a little off speed. Marthaler laces it down the left field line in the corner and foul. Count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. To the count. Alex Welly over at third, Jaron Klopach at second. Here's Sabalco's pitch, high for a ball, and the count full now, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Aaron Sabalco kicks and delivers, and a swing and a miss. Marthaler out on strikes. Boy, he swung right through that fastball.
Big strikeout by Aaron Sabalco here. Runners in second and third, huge strikeout.
Two down now. They tried to get the squeeze with Marthaler. It didn't work, and he ends up striking out. And here's the leadoff hitter, Tanner Klopach. Tanner picked up a hit last inning, leading off the game. And the pitch high to Tanner Klopach, and 1-0.
Yeah, 2 base on balls today. He was also a victim of a hit by pitch. Spent a couple of them.
There's a strike from Sabalco, and 1 ball, 1 strike. Aaron has worked up a sweat already. He's wiping his brow. And a breaking ball that Klopach laces to right field. Campson going back in. Josh Campson on the run makes a nice catch as Klopach makes a bid for maybe a double. That'll do it for the Grovers in the second. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on. 1.5, Lake Henry 1, Meyer Grove nothing. Reaching 15 seat baseball action. We're back in a minute.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Jolene Zachman, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville. Phone 243-7403. Trust in Tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese in our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, Don, we're going to the bottom of the second inning, a 1-0 Lake Henry lead. You know, it's hard to kind of fathom here. We go back throughout the course of this whole day. There's been so much baseball already. And
it's kind of hard to remember what we all did so far.
And about all of blur, it seems like just hours ago we were sitting here in Farming watching El Rosa and Rigo play and get another gorgeous night here in Farming. That sun is starting to set between those trees again, and a big orange ball coming out right between those trees. At the plate, leading off the second inning for Lake Henry, it's Grant Ludwig.
Grant was 1-for-5 today with a run.
Ludwig takes the first pitch for a strike and now swings and misses. Strike two. Got kind of keep Ludwig, Jason Campson, and Matt Quaid separate because they all got that longer blonde hair hanging out the back of their helmets. It's a ball outside in the count 1-2. Ball and two strikes. The breaking ball from Jordan Welly, the draftee from Spring Hill, just missing. And the count 2-2. Ryan Wirtz on deck for the Lakers. And Ludwig will pop this one up foul over by the first base dugout. And it's going to go just bounce out of play right next to the sports deck above the first base dugout. Farming has two sports decks here, right above each of the dugouts.
Over each dugout, yes. I tell you, you're kind of vulnerable sitting in these sports decks, aren't you?
You really are.
You better be paying attention because they can come off that bat. Actually, they're set back a little bit, which kind of helps. If they'd be down another 10 feet, it'd be really wicked.
Grant Ludwig ready at the plate. Then Jordan Welly stepped off the pitching rubber. No runs, three hits, no errors for Meyer Grove. One run, no hits, and no errors for Lake Henry. As Ludwig swings and misses, he's down on strikes. Jordan Welly's got the Meyer Grove fans behind him. He's also brought some Spring Hill fans, too, to come and watch him tonight.
Yes, he did. Always think that's nice when a guy gets drafted. Did you have some of your
fan base
watch?
Yeah, you bet. Here's Ryan Wirtz. Ryan had a two-run blast earlier today.
That 1-for-4 with a home run and hit by pitch, too. He was one of the other victims today. And
first pitch to Ryan is high and away, ball one. Well, he's pitched and works a big, mighty cut. He wanted to hit that one to Richmond.
Yes, he did.
The count, 1-1. Ryan Wirtz kicks the Jordan Welly pitch, and that bounces away from the catcher.
Yeah, there's not too many guys like Ryan. He comes back after about a 5-year absence of playing baseball and
to play at this level again.
To play back at this level and hit as well as he is again and playing good defense.
Wirtz will foul it back and out of play. And the kids in the stands hustle after the baseball, the mad rush.
It was a couple years ago when they were a little short of players, I believe, with some of the high school and things going on. And Ryan said, well, he could probably try to come back and help him out for a while. And I think he started enjoying it again.
And the baseball bug bit him. 2 outs, 2 strikes. Well, he's pitched and we're staying alive, just fouling it off. Is Ryan 40 yet?
No, 39.
39. Playing at the age of 39.
He's a young man yet.
Of course. Forever 39. Wasn't that Jack Benny, the comedian, always said he was 39? I think so.
I think so.
It's just high to Wirtz in the count full at 3-2. course, Jack Benny lived into his 90s. Wirtz will take inside, and he works himself a walk here in the second inning. All the kids are listening out there going, who the heck is Jack Benny? And they're all Googling it right now.
Yeah, there you go. They're going to find out.
Adam Miller comes up to the plate. I think Adam was the player that saw the most pitches today so far.
So
really had some long at-bats in the first pitch from Jordan Welly's strike call, 0-1.
It's 2-for-5 in that game today with a run scored.
You got to see more pitches than you do in batting practice sometimes. Pitches high for a ball and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Wirtz at first takes a lead. Jordan Welly's pitch is low for a ball. The count 2-1 to Adam Miller. Twins playing tonight at Target Field, and the top of the sixth inning, it's 3-1 Texas. Miller will pop this one up foul over by the first base dugout, giving chase again. And that one is going to bounce just over the fence on the cement again. And it's got people just spreading out, scampering, because they don't know where it's going to hit.
Boy, old Rosa player sitting over there, Hadley's. He almost come flying off that bleacher, tripping.
So the count even at 2-2 to Adam Miller in the bottom of the second inning. Wirtz's lead at first. And Miller takes outside a ball. The count full to Adam Miller, 3-2. You're just joining us. Lake Henry picked up a run in the bottom of the first inning. They lead 1-0 in this state qualifier game. Miller will pop this one up. Now they might have a play on this. Welly, the catcher, back by the dugout, makes the catch for the out. So Alex Welly able to follow that one, make the catch.
Keep doing it, and you keep doing it. Eventually, somebody's going to catch it.
And Weston Brinkman to the plate.
That was always my worst out to make, was falling out to the catcher or the first baseman.
Yeah.
It was just like...
Even worse than a strikeout?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. I hated popping out to the...
Weston Brinkman drills it to right field right in front of Colton Meyer. Weston continues his streak of getting on base, as he was on base a lot early today. He had a double also with three walks?
I think so.
Yeah.
Three base on balls, he had a double, three runs scored, 1-for-2.
Yeah, he's on base four times in that ball game against New London Spicer.
So you didn't mind popping out?
Like no, I mean, I was happy with contact.
Oh, well. That was just kind of seemed like a wasted, well, strikeout. Feel the same way, but
right.
You're up there, you're hacking pretty good, you know, and you don't get one of the cheesy outs.
Shane Campson at the plate. Runners at first and second, two outs. Here in the second, Jordan Welly's pitch high for a ball in the count. Now 1-1, one ball, one strike.
He also walked twice today, Shane Campson, in that game. He was 1-for-4 with a run scored.
So one ball, one strike. Jordan Welly on the mound. I think John and Tim Leeser are listening tonight. At somebody's house, as Campson falls it to the screen. They're wondering the food update intake on the day.
Well, I'm going to say, truthfully, Randy's up on me.
Oh, yeah. Hot dog, chicken, burger, hamburger, popcorn, two candy bars. As Campson drives it to shallow right field. Back on the grass, Drake Meyer. Back on the grass, second baseman. That's Tanner Klopach, and Tanner will make the catch, and that'll do it for the Lakers. They leave a couple on here in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. Two in the books. Lake Henry 1, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute.
The longer you live, the more you know how valuable property can be. Whether the economy is up or down, it pays to own your own home.
Whether you're buying, building, need to refinance, or borrow on your equity, let Freeport State Bank help. They're interested in making mortgages and home equity loans available to more homeowners with the kind of flexibility that makes more dreams come true. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Wishing the best to the Meyer Grove Grovers and all area teams. It's the place to fill up with gasoline, your hometown Scenic store, locally owned with a long tradition of serving the community. They sell a high-quality gasoline and diesel fuel that you can depend on. Stop at QPC Store to fill your vehicle up. And for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 987-3297.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Yeah, but I was eating fruit. I was eating Skittles.
Oh, I wonder if Johnny Leeser is sitting around playing his guitar tonight, maybe singing a tune with Brother Tim and hashing out the old-time memories. Yeah, a lot of good memories with those boys. And, of course, they're listening to us some way, somehow tonight. Thank you, guys. We just did a quick recap of Don's food intake for today, too, and it was pretty impressive with a hot dog, a taco in a bag, a partial order of nachos that he finished off with White Mary. There was a candy bar. There was some Skittles in the mix, too.
That's fruit.
We still got a few innings to go here in farming as Jordan Klopach leads it off down the left field line, and making the catch down the left field line is the left fielder for Lake Henry, Matthew Quaid. Boy, I was hit on a rope, and we can't really see around the sports deck, so we got to kind of hesitate here. And
the right fielder, Colton Fire.
So the catch was made by Quaid, one out.
Something really did off the bat. That one does.
Quaid's going to get tested again as Colton Meyer drives it to left field. Quaid there to make the catch again, and two F7s to lead off the third inning for Meyer Grove. And I think if you're Aaron Sabelko, you've got to really like this, Don, the aggressive hitting
right
by Meyer Grove, because they've left a lot of guys on in the first two innings and made Aaron work a little. Here's cleanup hitter Andrew Welly, and Andrew's going to take a pitch. There's a call, strike 0-1. Oh, on the count. A pitch from Aaron, high for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pitch a little bit low, and 2-1. Balls, one strike. Salco gets the ball back, and it's low, and 3-1. Andrew Welly batting, Drake Meyer on deck for Meyer Grove. Lights on here at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. Stavko misses inside, ball four. Aaron walked one in the first, and now one here in the third. Long was giving up the three base hits.
Drake, 2-for-3 today with two intentional walks issued to him. He was our player of the game,
our pog. Drake Meyer takes a called strike, 0-1. Just think, you have to look at pog as a good name, a good word. So,
P-O-G.
P-O-G, yeah. Sabelko's breaking ball, strike two, call boy. This home plate umpire, Don, he likes the higher strike.
He's a tall man.
Yeah,
about 6'5 as an umpire.
Right? I mean, standing next to Drake Meyer, he's got an inch or two on Drake Meyer. Drake's at 6'4. Here's Sabelko's pitch going on the play as well. Here's the throw by Campson. The tag! Safe! The ball pops out of Campson's glove. Oh, you know, the umpire was watching that, Don.
Oh,
and he held on to it. That would have been an out.
Yeah, he put that ball right on the bag to Shane Campson.
I think sliding Andrew Welly probably
kicked it off. Popped that out of there, yeah. Kind of jarred against the bag.
So in scoring position, Andrew Welly out at second. Drake Meyer at the plate. One ball, two strikes, the count to Drake. That's pitch was a tough pitch to throw out a runner, too. Shane Canson made a nice effort. There's a pitch a little bit low to Drake Meyer in the count 2-2. 2-2 the count. Sadalko sets himself on the mound. Well, he takes his lead at second, breaking ball high in the count full. 3-2 to Drake Meyer. Minnesota is thoroughly the theater of seasons. I mean, last week it could walk around in short sleeves, and, of course, this week it's long sleeves and sweaters. Here's Meyer popping it up in the infield. Sadalko on the mound, called for, makes a catch with the one hand, and that will do it for Meyer Grove in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played 2.5. Get the Lake Henry 1, Meyer Grove nothing. Region 15 seat baseball action on KASM is back in a minute.
At Albany Mutual Telephone, they offer internet, phone, mobile, and TV services through one of the most advanced fiber-to-home networks in the country. These services are enjoyed by thousands of people in the region just like you, and is made possible in no small part due to the cooperative business model. Telecom cooperatives are far ahead of the technology curve. In rural areas where private companies typically don't invest, your co-op delivers. If you're already a part of them, thank you. If not, switch today.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is always ready to address your new or remodeling projects. Being an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing and Heating in Richmond to learn more about Rheem products or phone 597-3200.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Five games in the day. Johnny Heinen and Randy Rothstein back with you here on KASM Radio. We're just talking to Dan Ray a little bit. And next year, the region's in Farming, and Farming will have all the games here at their site. They'll move the press box a little bit to give us a different angle next year, so... Matt Quaid leads it up for Lake Henry, bottom of the third inning, 1-0, Lake Henry leading. Thanks to all of you who have joined us in our text messaging this year from all over the United States. Haven't been to Canada yet this year, but we've been to Alaska and Hawaii and Kansas and California and Arizona as Quaid drives it to right center field. And this one is rolling too close to the fence. Quaid a big turn at first as he heads for second in the slide. He's safe. And a leadoff double for the Lakers. So Quaid with the double. Here's Josh Campson up at the plate. Josh in his first at-bat popped up to Drake Meyer over at first. Jason Campson on deck. And Jordan Welly delivers. Strike called to Josh Campson and 0-1.
A little taller than Josh was on that one, too, wasn't
he? He's a man of few words. He turns around and he just bites his lip. You could see he was biting his lip a little bit. Got back into the box. Well, he's curveball. Campson rips it right through the wicket of the third baseman,
wow.
Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopach.
He didn't have a
yikes almighty. Oh, man, was that hit.
There was no time to get the glove down on that one. It was a good thing it went through.
That was a shot and an error. A hit? Okay.
Oh. Oh, boy. Right through his legs, huh?
Yep.
Yay.
All right. That'll bring Jason Campson to the plate with runners at first and third. Jason takes the ball low. And the count 1-0 to Jason. One ball, no strikes. Runners at first and third for Lake Henry. Jason had a sacrifice fly, first at bat tonight, then drives this down the left field line into the corner. Matt Quaid tagging if the catch is made, and it's falling out of play. And the count to Jason at one ball, one strike. On deck, Aaron Cibalco.
Jason disappointed in himself after he's been roping the ball all day. He'd kind of like to get back into that routine again.
Impressed with some of these hitters down in their quick bats, how quick they get around to some of these pitches. Not behind at all. Ooh, here's Welly. Little pickoff move over at first, and I don't know, was Josh Campson maybe thinking about taking second there?
Could be. Nobody out.
Nobody out. Their cleanup hitter at the plate. First and third, 1-0 Lake Henry leading. And Campson will take a ball outside in the count now. 2-1. Balls, one strike to Jason. Jordan Welly works from the stretch again, looks over to third, and comes home, and Campson takes low for a ball. A 3-1.
I believe this was Timmy Leeser's number 15, wasn't it? I think it was. Good number.
Yeah. As Campson swings and misses on that 3-1 pitch, and the count full now, 3-2. Jason looks back to Jordan Welly a little bit. The count. First and third for the Lakers. And Campson protecting the plate. Follows this one back and out of play. And right. Did it hit the car? Between two cars. Leo and Jolene, you got to wait for another job. All right. Nothing for Leo's Autobody and Glass on that one. Right between them. Beautiful downtown farming here. Yeah, stop and talk to Leo and Jolene. Here's Campson again driving this one down the right field line. That's just foul. Colin Spooner is going to go run and get that baseball.
A little difference in the lines here, 305 and farming down. Right field, left field line, 330 straight center field. 350 to that left center field gap. Deepest part of the park.
Campson just staying alive as he fouls it off. He waited so long for that, and then that quick bat, he was able to foul tip it yet. Nobody out for Lake Henry here in this third inning. This has been a long inning already.
Yes, it has. It's getting darker out, Randy.
Well, it is getting to be nighttime. Jordan Welly pitched Campson, ground ball up the middle. Diving at short is Klopak. He'll make the play, get the force out at second. Campson out there. Coming across the score is Matt Quaid. Now 2-0 Lake Henry. And a good at-bat by Jason Campson to get the run in.
You bet. Battled him for quite a while. Called a couple pitches off. It was amazing that he did call a couple of those pitches off.
So safe at first is Campson on the fielder's choice. 6-4 on the force. One out, and here's Aaron Cibalco. Aaron, fly ball to right field in his first at-bat. We'll pull this one back and out of play. Count 0-1 to Aaron.
I went across the road or the ditch over there.
0-1 the count. Jordan Welly kicks and delivers. Pitch a call strike, and 0-2. That high strike again by the home plate umpire. I think you got to know it in the dugout. This is what he's calling tonight.
Absolutely.
He's not going to change his ways.
Aaron's got to know this, too, as he's on the mound.
That's right.
Lake Henry.
That's right. The ball is two strikes. Jason Campson over at first, and Cibalco will follow this one to the backstop right off the roof of it. And 0-2 yet. On deck, Grant Ludwig for Lake Henry. Oh, to the count. Cibalco back into the batter's box. It's Region 15 feet baseball from Farming tonight. Had three games in New Munich earlier today. Get you those scores here shortly. Cibalco takes strike three, called, and he is out on strike. two outs. And Grant Lidwick to the plate.
Like a pretty nice pitch. He swung at two pitches like that, Aaron did. He decided not to on that one. He thought it was high.
And the pitch to Lidwick outside of ball, 1-0. Earlier today, it was Meyer Grove over Richmond, 3-2. Lake Henry beat New London Spicer, 10-3. And it was St. Martin over New Munich, 3-0. Last night, Delrosa beat Regal, 3-2. Grant Lidwick fly ball to left field, and making the catch out in left field is Andrew Welly. That'll do it for the Lakers here in the third. They come up with one run on two hits, no errors, and one left on base. After three, Lake Henry 2, Meyer Grove nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball coming up in a minute.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. Trapper's Pub and Grub Grill opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full service bar. Stop by for the nightly specials beginning at 5 p.m. Tuesday nights, it's all-you-can-eat tacos. Wednesday, it's burgers and fries. And Thursday's chicken and ribs just can't be beat. Friday, it's all-you-can-eat fish and $5 for a pound of wings. And Saturday from 5 until 10, single-topping pizzas just $7.50. Find us on Facebook for specials or trapperspubgrub.com.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for an RV, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Alex Welly leads off the fourth inning for Meyer Grove. It'll be Welly, Jaron Klopak, and Anthony Welly facing Aaron Sabalco, a 2-0 Lake Henry lead. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the Lakers, no runs, three hits. No errors from Meyer Grove. Well, he'll take outside for a ball, and 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes.
Coney. I don't want this candy bar. It's driving me crazy.
Strike call, and 2-1. Some activity in the Meyer Grove bullpen, as Welly will foul it to the screen, and the count now 2-2.
I had revenge coming on that from last year. I think you took a whole box from me, didn't you?
That was close. Colton Meyer looks to be warming up down the right field line. There's a shot by Welly to the right center field gap, and this will be two for sure as Welly rounds first. Digging for second, he'll roll in with a stand-up double here in the fourth inning for Meyer Grove. Meyer Grove has had base runners every inning so far. They have. Jaron Klopak to the plate. Jaron 1-for-1 today.
They get the bat on the ball, don't they, Randy? Meyer Grove makes things happen.
Jaron, the shortstop. The pitch high for a ball, 1-0. Of course, he came in relief today, too.
Yes, he did. Did a nice job.
Picked up the save. Actually, I think he got the win. No, he got the win today because Meyer Grove scored in the top of the ninth inning.
He did.
Jaron will pop this one up in the infield. Wirtz over at first. Comes in on the grass. Ryan keeps his eye on it. Makes that one-handed catch again for the out.
Looked a little touchy at first, didn't it? I think he tried to locate it up above the lights there. That was up there quite a ways.
Getting to be that time of night.
Yes, it is.
So with one out, here's Anthony Welly, the speedster. Sabalco delivers to Welly. High for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Sabalco kicks in, delivers the breaking ball. Ooh, there's a strike called, and 1-1. That's a rarity. That you
he went from high to low on that one.
Yep. Rangers still leading the Twins, top of the seventh, 3-1. Another pitch on the outside corner that just misses. Shane Campson shaking his head on
wow.
that one.
Why did he, how could you not give him that pitch compared to the one before? That was a beautiful pitch.
2 balls, 1 strike. And a pop-up again in the infield, this time over at third by Grant Ludwig. Ludwig backpedaling a little bit, makes the catch for the out. So after a leadoff double by Alex Welly, Aaron Sadalko has got a couple pop-ups in the infield, and that'll bring up our designated hitter, Kurt Marthaler. Kurt struck out in his first at-bat, then able to get a suicide squeeze bunt down, too, for Meyer Grove. He fouled it off at the plate. First pitch is high for a ball to Kurt, 1-0. Sadalko delivers, and Marthaler delivers a single down the left field line into the corner. That's going to score Alex Welly, and Marthaler delivers an RBI single. The Grover's on the board. It's 2-1.
Hitting by Kurt Marthaler. He pulled that ball right down the line, and good piece of hitting by Kurt. Held him to a single. Had a big wide turn at first base there. I thought he was going to take a chance
yeah,
at it.
But those corners get so small.
Oh, yes, they do.
With 3:05 down the line, there's just not a lot of room.
Right.
Pitch in the dirt, and Shane Campson makes a great scoop behind home plate as Tanner Klopak at the plate. Shane is a really good defensive catcher,
yes,
too. I'll give him that.
He is.
1-0 the count. Sadalko's pitch and a swing and a miss. Klopak looked like he was fooled on that pitch, and 1-1. 2-1 our score.